Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. The article today is your real estate course legit? How to check an RTO? It is a question that catches a lot of people out before they even start their real estate career. How do you know the course you are paying for will actually get you licensed?
And it is a real problem. You search for a real estate course and you get dozens of results, all with polished websites, all promising to get you licensed and earning. A slick site tells you nothing about whether the qualification at the end is worth anything.
That is the core point the article makes. But the good news is, you do not have to guess. There is a public register, and the check takes about 5 minutes. The article lays out 4 things that make a course genuine. Get all 4, and you are safe. Miss one, and you should ask hard questions.
Okay, walk me through them.
First, the provider has to be a registered training organization, an RTO. That is a body legally approved to issue qualifications a state authority will actually accept. Second, the RTO has to be regulated by ASQA, the Australian Skills Quality Authority, the national regulator that audits providers and keeps standards honest.
So it's not self-regulated. There's an independent body checking their work.
Exactly. Third, the qualification has to be nationally recognized under the AQF, the Australian Qualifications Framework. And fourth, both the provider and the specific qualification have to be listed on training.gov.au, the official national register. All 4. That is the test.
And the single most useful thing you can ask any provider is, what is your RTO number?
Yes, every registered provider has one. A genuine provider puts it openly on their site because it is proof of legitimacy, not something to hide. If you cannot find it anywhere on the site, that is your answer right there.
And then what? You just go look it up?
You go to training.gov.au and search that number. The register shows you the provider's legal name, whether their registration is current, and their scope. That is the full list of qualifications they are actually approved to deliver. And the scope is the part most worth your attention.
Because a provider could be a real registered RTO and still not be approved to deliver the specific course you want.
Exactly. You are checking 2 things at once. Is the provider genuine, and is the qualification you want on their approved list? Both have to be true.
What are the red flags that should make someone walk away?
No RTO number on the site is a big one. Vague claims of being accredited without saying by whom or without pointing you to training.gov.au. And the classic, any promise that you will get your license on day one.
Because the provider issues the qualification and the state authority issues the license. Those are 2 separate things.
2 completely separate steps handled by 2 separate bodies. A provider that blurs that line or implies they hand you a license directly either doesn't understand the system or is hoping you don't.
What about job guarantees or income promises?
Walk away. Genuine providers do not promise outcomes they cannot control. The article is explicit on that.
And there is a support angle here that I think gets underestimated. Can you actually reach a real person?
The article flags this as more important than people expect. A contact form that goes quiet is a warning sign, because even a perfectly genuine qualification leaves you stuck the moment you hit a hard unit and there's no one to call.
Right, and then there's the state piece. This is where the article says people waste the most money.
This is the step people skip. A qualification can be nationally recognized and completely genuine and still be the wrong one for the license you are chasing in your state. Each state authority decides which qualification it accepts for which license type, and they do not all ask for the same thing.
So where does someone actually go to confirm that?
Directly to the state authority, NSW Fair Trading in New South Wales, the Queensland Office of Fair Trading in Queensland, Consumer Affairs Victoria in Victoria, ACT Access Canberra in the ACT. And the article is clear that requirements do change, so treat any course page as a guide and the authority's current word as final.
So you check the provider, you check the register, and then you check your own state authority.
That is it. And the article gives you a full tick list to run through before you pay a cent. If you want to check Archer Institute, look up RTO 45020 on training.gov.au yourself. That is the point of the whole piece.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog with every step laid out. Archer Institute delivers nationally recognized, online, and self-paced real estate training with real Australian-based support. When you are ready, call them on 1-800-069-273, and they'll confirm exactly what your license requires.
Thanks for listening.